A podfic of Destination of a Platypus.
Written by Liger Cat.
Read by Podfic Perry 28. Summary. So, who's taking Perry? The question had both Phineas and Ferb freezing. Huh, Phineas blinked, slowly continuing to help Ferb pack. I don't think we actually discussed it. Ferb's gaze drifted to the platypus in question, who was watching the bigger on the inside suitcase fill up with a more focused expression than he normally wore as he laid on Ferb's bed. How could have that not come up? Buford, not doing anything to help and instead using the excuse of helping to poke around in drawers he usually wouldn't be allowed to touch, sounded skeptical. I don't know. It really should have. They'd had whole arguments over shared items before coming to the conclusion that anything they shared should either be left in their room here and not taken to college with one or the other, or one of them would take it only to give it to the other next semester and so on. But Perry hadn't been named as something to take by either of them. I guess I just assumed. He didn't know what he'd assumed. I don't think my dorm allows pets. But had he ever checked? Ferb, you've got an apartment, flat, lined up for you already, right? Does it accept pets? Ferb nodded with a slight frown. But England's a long way to take him. Perry's not young anymore. You think we should leave him here? That didn't seem right. Perry was their pet. Mom and Dad might love him, too, but he was still theirs. They couldn't just abandon him for college. Rather than reply right away, Ferb reached over to pet Perry. It still disappears most days. Perhaps you would prefer to stay here. He followed you to Africa. Buford has a point. With that, they lapsed into silence. Ferb cleared his throat. Maybe he'll follow one of us on his own then. Perry hid a smile by nuzzling his head into Ferb's hand. He'd had his visiting plans worked out for months now. It wouldn't be as quick and easy as slipping from one bed to the other during the night, but he wouldn't leave either of his boys alone for long. The end.